Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Nick Caserio, Cody Stutes with us. He was asked about Stephon Diggs. It took about five questions.
Here's, asked him first.
You did. Here was Nick Caserio answering a couple of questions about new Texans wide receiver Stephon Diggs. After this, though, there's a polarizing prospect that John Harris thinks the Texans should draft if he's there at 42 and switch his position. Yes, this is a fact.
They've
Nick Caserio.
Bad history with that, by the way.
On Diggs first.
What goes into a discussion with another team trading for a player like Stephon Diggs? How do you guys kind of arrive at that decision?
Yeah, Cody, I'd say I talk to a lot of different teams at different points of the year. So I think we're always open-minded and just trying to look at opportunities that may or may not exist. I would say that was something like I don't think we were really anticipating. But, you know, I think I had some conversations at different points and ultimately was able to come to fruition. And we felt that, you know, it made sense for us to pursue. So I'd say we talked to a lot of teams about a lot of different things at different points. You know, hopefully, you know, Steph can come in here and Steph's been a productive player. So hopefully come in here and help our team in some capacity.
Why do you think that he is a good fit? You talk about noise outside. There is a label, or people say, oh, he's a diva. And the fact that we haven't heard from Stephon yet, is that a Stephon thing, or is that a football ops thing?
Yeah, number one, I don't even know what that definition means. So if someone can define that for me,
right,
again, like, we're not worried about, you know, again, we're worried about what a player does when he walks in our building. So we do our research. We talk to our players. We talk to other players all the time. We talk to our players, you know, as an example, like a lot of the guys are in the draft. And we talk to those players, hey, what are your thoughts about so-and-so? What is your experience with him? So, and we do our research, and then ultimately D'Amico and I sit and talk. And if we feel comfortable with the decision, then we go ahead and make the decision. I think it's unfair to label anybody until they actually have an opportunity to walk in the building. Again, our environment's different than another environment. So we really don't know what's going on in 31 other buildings. We know what's going on in our building. So excited to have stuff here. And, you know, when he gets here, I mean, certainly he's, you know, he'll be available. You know, maybe ample time for you all to visit with him. So like, we're not, you know, sign a free agent, you know, bring a jersey up here and, like, do a big powwow. Like, that's not how we operate. Like, we don't believe in that. Other teams choose to do it differently. Excited to have stuff here and hopefully he can add to our team.
Okay. I mean, you had Mixon and Hunter.
Yeah.
Let's be serious, Harden.
Yeah, but that wasn't like take a picture with the GM and the coach and hold the jersey
Who
up.
Who the hell wants that? I want him to go up there and answer questions like Mixon and Hunter did.
Yeah.
What kind of Hardo stuff is that?
Not man? Just Hardo, but the ultimate straw man. He pulled a straw man there.
Yeah, we didn't ask for you to give him a parade.
Bristol asked specifically, is that a you thing or a him thing? And he's like, we're just not going to do a powwow. It's like, no, he's just asking who's the reason.
For the record, I like this Hardo version of Caserio.
It's more entertaining.
What did you take away from the answer the first time that we heard Nick Caserio publicly speak on Stephon Diggs?
The unexpected nature of being able to get Diggs. I mean, it seems like he was.
He said we weren't expecting it.
He said, yeah, didn't anticipate that being available. So it seems like maybe there was some poking and prodding, and maybe they had initially been shut down at a previous time. know that they tried to trade for Keenan Allen at one point.
Yep.
So
shows the obvious pivot, which we already knew, but
maybe Diggs showed up on their radar and they just go ahead and make the move really fast. I got to imagine a lot of teams probably would have traded a future second for Stephon Diggs, so that, you know, that for them to jump on it. We talked to our players. I wonder.
He had to have talked to CJ.
I wonder who all
had to.
Tried to give you the game on this and you wouldn't listen to it.
What?
go ahead.
Which one?
I wonder who all has talked to Stephon Diggs outside of, you know, the building and
CJ.
Yeah, you know, off the record and stuff like that. Yeah.
Future assistant coach Case Keenum, guys. I tried to tell you this and you bleeped on it. Almost actually, because you bleeped on it. But yeah, man, there is a there.
I also liked how he basically didn't say that there's no chance this guy is going to end up unhappy. Like, he didn't make any guarantees about how Stephon Diggs is going to act, but he did say, we're not the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and that's crazy that they're saying that whether that's a good or bad thing, who knows, but obviously they're not the Buffalo Bills. But
you don't think D'Amico Ryans is going to make a 9/11 reference in a meeting?
I would hope not. Okay. That's a Sean McDermott thing. Yeah. The other thing that I like there, if you are, we're going around the NFL, Landry Locker, B. Scott, Cody Stutes, Figgy Fig with you. The other thing that I like about it is he said we didn't even know that was a possibility. To me, that, I won't say it eliminates, but the natural progression, you look at it as Keenan Allen was plan A and Stephon Diggs was plan B. And when you think about plan B, usually it's what wasn't as good as plan A. Not that it doesn't work out better. Maybe after they missed out on Allen, then they just intensified and tried to expand the possibility and got a little bit more willing to
stick their chest out.
Yeah, yeah, they found a new plan A, perhaps.
Yeah, because if you believe what he said about it not being a possibility or not realizing or thinking it was a possibility at one point, then that's not much of a plan B. That's it becoming a plan A. Let's revisit it and see if we can make this realistic.
There's also a small sidebar about the draft in that conversation, because he said, hey, we talk to our players like we do with players in the draft. So talking to John Metchie about Will Anderson last year, if they talk to C.J. Stroud about Cade Stover, the tight end from Ohio State,
oh God,
Cade Stover's going to be on the Houston Texans.
Cade Stover made it sound like he wants CJ to be the godfather of his kids when you talk to him at the combine or wherever he was.
I'd understand that.
Nicknamed Country Gronk for what he brings to the table.
Country Gronk?
Country Gronk.
So does that mean he beer bongs a lot of beers or what?
Just the run after catch ability and the ability to run through defenders after he gets the ball in his hands.
You know, the last time.
The country part comes from being at Georgia.
The last time an organization that. What do you mean? He was at Ohio State.
Oh, we're talking about Stover. My bad. Yeah. My bad. My bad. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Stover.
Yeah, so where is he from?
He's from Mansfield, Ohio. His family's farmers.
Okay.
I'm familiar with Mansfield.
Yeah?
A lot of there's nothing out there.
Farmland?
Farmland and a prison.
Oh, nice. Prison
sounds
tough.
Sounds like a tough guy to
sounds
me.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
Hey, that's what country looks like. Drive a 45, see Huntsville.
Man, okay.
That's country.
I can get down with country, Gronk. He's big-time CJ guy. Big-time CJ guy.
Huge CJ guy.
Mark Schlereth, not a big Stephon Diggs guy. This was him with Sean Pendergast. This was Stank talking about Stephon Diggs.
Ultimately, you have to hold Diggs accountable to a standard. CJ Stroud has to do that. Like, it becomes everybody's responsibility to a degree to do that. But ultimately, it lies in the head coach. If you let him pass by whatever standard you have set, then again, you have set a new standard, and you can't allow that to happen.
Who's going to allow that to happen? You know, like, where's the crisis in leadership that exists, or the leadership void that exists with the Texans right now?
Bobby Slowick does not strike me as the type of guy that's going to go human shield for his players on offense if D'Amico's got a problem with him.
Schlereth is going through the old man get off my lawn phase of his career. And I've always liked Schlereth. He was a lead on ESPN, but he is very much going through the man, screw these young guys. Whether it's getting into it with Jerry Jeudy, whether it's this, like, he's just, and you see how he's working out. Like, he's in it looks like he could still play. I know he's pumping iron probably 4 hours a day, it looks like.
Look like he probably have to change his position too, though. He looks more linebackery, defensive side of the ball this time.
But he's very anti-Diggs. I think he hates receivers. I think he just hates receivers naturally.
I know Casario said he doesn't know what the diva definition means.
That's a lie.
With, yeah.
That's more Hardo.
Also a lie, also Hardo. But damn it, it seems like Mark Schiller does, or at least seems like he got a feel for it.
This, Nick knows what that means.
This locker room is equipped to handle Stephon Diggs. I mean, the quarterback seems to, I mean, I cannot see a way that he's going to dislike C.J. Stroud's personality. It seems like he, in addition to dislike the way the offense treated him and the way Josh Allen treated him as a teammate, it seems like he disliked Josh Allen, the dude.
I think it's as much about the coach, too.
Yeah.
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 Former NFLer, former linebacker, been there, been disrespected by a team on the way out the door. You know, I think D'Amico Ryans will be just fine with Stephon Diggs.
I also wonder how much it'll be, like you talk about just the first year, or in this case, the only year that's guaranteed, like, how much of it is it going to be a honeymoon phase for Stephon Diggs to where, like, this whole diva thing or, you know, personality conflict that we're talking about, how that just doesn't become an issue because it's still fresh?
Well, maybe because there's no seasonal depression because it's not snowing on the ground and impossible to get to work every day like it is in Buffalo sometimes.
That would help. That would help. Or even, like, I know they didn't play in the snow in Minnesota, but getting to the stadium, I'm pretty sure, wasn't exactly pleasant either.
Yeah.
His first warm weather city in his NFL career. That man going to be happy as hell.
I did find it hilarious that Nick Caserio throwing passes to Stephon Diggs at his pro day.
Yeah.
Caserio said that was important.
Yeah. And
starting the evaluation.
Aaron asked
him
about it. Aaron said, yeah, you threw good.
Yeah.
That was funny. What about safety? Mark Schlereth likes Jeffrey Simmons. He's a big fan of Simmons. I said Jeffrey, Justin Simmons. I would be a big fan of Jeffrey Simmons,
they
too.
They could use Jeffrey Simmons. Right.
I'm a big fan of both of them.
Go get them both.
Yeah, I like them both, but Justin Simmons is who we're talking about.
Simmons and Simmons.
Here's Mark Schlereth talking about the former Broncos all-pro safety.
He'll be in shape. He'll train. He's one of the great people in this league. He really is. To me, fits completely with what I know about the Houston Texans organization. And he's going to sit and wait till after the draft and see what the best fit for him is that gives him the best chance to be a playoff contender and a Super Bowl contender. Because let's face it, that'd be a great fit for him.
Texans would be a great fit for him. Gotta say.
Unless he's just biding his time and waiting for the right spot, I'm just surprised that he's not on an NFL team already.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, well, clearly that's what he's doing, right? I mean,
it takes two to tango,
but
obviously.
It would be hard to imagine, wouldn't it be, Cody, hard to imagine that there are not at least 8 to 10 teams that would be interested in him?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're going to sign up for 1 year of Stephon Diggs, why not sign up for 1 year of Simmons?
And there's not, unlike with Stephon Diggs, where you feel great about the top end of that position group, you might feel okay. Like I talked about this yesterday, kind of, you know, feeling pretty good about Jimmy Ward and feeling like Jalen Petrie has still got some good football in him. And last year was a down year, but there ain't a dude on this squad that I want to make sure I didn't do the wrong Simmons thing, that Justin Simmons wouldn't displace. Like he's immediately at the top of the depth chart.
He pushes one of those guys to a depth position and turns a little bit of a weakness from a depth standpoint into a little bit of a strength.
There you go.
All right, so I teased this at the start. The Texans drafting a pretty polarizing prospect, rare prospect, and changing his position here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Cooper DeJean, and yes, I said he's rare because he's a white corner. I'm not going to sugarcoat. He's a white corner. We don't see those very often. Cooper DeJean is a guy. He got hurt at Iowa. He got moved to corner when he first went to Iowa. And he's a prospect that's expected to go perhaps in the late first, maybe early second, who knows, but he's an athletic freak. John Harris, he said that he would draft Cooper DeJean if he were there at 42 and move him to safety. He said he would let him play safety and play all over the place, not necessarily at corner, maybe do some corner things, but if he were there, he would draft him and play him at safety. This intrigues me because you have a guy who has played both corner and safety, athletic freak, and it. I don't want to call it killing two birds with one stone, but I do find it rather interesting that's where Harris's mind went.
I need Harris to be more of a chain breaker, more of a, like, let's kill these narratives about how a white guy can't be a cornerback.
I don't know if it's a narrative.
Let him go out there.
Might be a fact.
Let him go out there and make history. You know, it is fact. So let's make new facts, man. Why we got to move the white guy? You say he's an athletic freak. So why would you move the athletic freak from
I want to start a
freaky athletic position?
If Cooper DeJean gets drafted by the Texans, I'm going to make a thumbnail graphic, and it's going to be like Cooper DeJean with Wesley Snipes on the front. And the movie's going to be called White Men Can't Bump and Run.
If he's there at 42,
White Men Can't Bump and Run.
It'll be appropriate. Let's just say it plain. Cody, if that dude is there at 42, it's racism.
Yeah, if he's there at 42, you have to draft him. Because you can play that guy all over the field right away. You can play him at corner. You can play him at slot corner.
Kick return.
You can play him at kick return. You can play him at punt return. You can play him at safety. He's immediate depth in multiple positions. Like, he could be number two on the depth chart at three different positions day one.
Literally, the only reason not to draft him would be like, white corners? What?
I think he would be the second white cornerback in Texans history behind Matt Stevens, who was a player like the early years of the Texans. I believe Seth played with him in like one of those first few Texans teams. Matt Stevens.
What, that special teams?
That's back in the era when there were white corners.
He was quite literally like the 53rd player.
What was my
roster
dude with the Giants?
Jason
Sehorn. Yeah, like that's that era.
Yeah.
I mean, even the.
Name another.
I felt like Corlin Finnegan might have had a little white in him.
Come on.
When he took that helmet off, I was like, I don't know.
The Iowa kid from last year, I think, ended up playing a lot of safety for the Broncos. I don't think he played much corner. Riley Moss, I think, is his name. He ended up playing a little bit more safety, but he wasn't anywhere near the type of prospect that Cooper is.
Break the chains. Break the chains and let the white man play corner, damn it.
If you could get the white corner or Kool-Aid McKinstry, that'd be nice. I don't think McKinstry gets out of the first round. You don't like him as much as a lot of people, do you?
I wouldn't even consider drafting DeJean if McKinstry was there. McKinstry would be the pick.
Okay.
10 times out of 10 for me.
Man, Kool-Aid McKinstry's sick.
Are you going to just stick him in the slot?
I like McKinstry. So if D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio are telling the truth.
They like Bama guys.
When you walk in there and if you play well, you play. Kool-Aid McKinstry would end up starting over Okuda and Henderson. He would start opposite Derek Stingley.
He's got the hurt foot though.
Yeah,
But then he ran a 4.4.
Look, every injured guy this time of year swears they're going to be ready by the time training camp gets here. He swears he'll be ready by training camp.
Well, then this is why I like that you at least asked him about how do you weigh whether a player is ready or, you know, the opportunity cost of, hey.
What can they do for you
day
one?
What can they do for me day one? Or is
this a plan
for next year?
What can they do for you in 2025?
Right, right.
Like how you add that into the evaluation process.
He called it a moving target, I feel like. And that's or something to that effect, didn't he?
I think it's totally different player to player.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important for some prospects, and I think it's really important, or it's really unimportant for other prospects. Like, oh, this guy's so good. Whenever he gets on the field for us, we have him on the field. I like McKinstry more than the Clemson kid, Wiggins.
I don't like Wiggins. Wiggins is like third round for me, maybe.
He's really thin.
I am not
No, thank you.
The Kevin Johnson vibes?
Clemson's kind of.
Or is that right?
Kevin Johnson was nice early.
Clemson has not been the Clemson that you think it has been the past couple of years with the quality of play. And
I don't think it's been a damn thing. You know. Clemson?
Yeah.
Will Shipley is a popular name on day three. Scat back. A white running back.
I like him. He is great value CMC.
All right, race card that. That's embarrassing. Now,
race card!
You got to ruin everything.
Hold on. Right, he grew up.
He's white, so we're going to call him Christian McCaffrey now?
No. Okay. I do my research here. He grew up in North Carolina. He knows McCaffrey personally. He works out with Luke McCaffrey, and he was a top-rated prospect coming out of high school, just like Christian McCaffrey.
All right, so the white guys know each other.
All right,
Thanks, dudes.
Great value CMC.
All right.
Just remember that when he's catching passes on third down for somebody in 2024.
I take me a great value CMC. I can't lie.
All right. Chargers signed J.K. Dobbins to a one-year deal. So Jim Harbaugh kicking the tires on the local guy. I'm rooting for you, man. Torn ACL, torn Achilles. That's tough. And final story in around the NFL, Simone Biles, local legend around here.
Yeah.
Mark Berman's right-hand gal. He liked to follow her around. Man, don't let Simone Biles show up to a Texans practice.
Hey,
Berman's right there with that iPhone in the face quicker than you can.
Mark Berman had a good sense for what goes viral, and that woman goes viral.
He had a
viral.
Good sense for localizing it. But she was asked about her husband, Jonathan, who, by the way, he got a first pitch at a White Sox game. Are things that bad in Chicago?
Yeah, they won.
Is he on the Bears?
They've won like three games, dude. They're the only team in the American League worse than the Astros.
I didn't know Jonathan Owens was throw out a first pitch worthy, but okay.
At a White Sox game?
Okay.
They're going to let
Caleb Williams pitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, me and you could probably go out there and throw out a first pitch.
He threw out a really good first pitch. Not as good as CJ's, but it was good. And this is what his wife, Simone, had to say. She said the following, quote, "I really thought he was going to throw a 50 cent. I was so excited for that. Well, it was actually a 10. So it irritated me how good it was. It was really good."
Dang.
She wanted him to throw a 50 cent. Stephen A. Smith.
She just said that our man can't throw.
She doesn't have any. Well, that's why he plays DB.
Yeah.
That's a good relationship, though. Competitive.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you keep him honest. You can't lie to him.
I mean, he's the one with the famous quote of talking about he didn't know who she was when he started dating her.
That's our guy, though. Me and Figgy have a bond with Jonathan Owens from when he joined the show. Because he's also a fellow former fast food worker.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, he worked at Burger King. I worked at Arby's. Figgy worked at KFC. So there you go. You never worked in fast food, did you?
I did not.
You went straight to the pharmacy.
Well, I started at the grocery store, Fiesta. So, I mean, that's grimier than anything that y'all worked at.
No, I worked at a grocery store before.
Fiesta.
That sucks. Did they make you condition, like the shelves?
Condition the shelves. Yeah, I mean, I had to do that at the pharmacy, at the Walgreens.
Yeah. Oh, with y'all's $7 Campbell's soups.
Yeah, man. We still got badass kids that come in there and open stuff and spill stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
$5 bag of chips at Walgreens.
You're paying for convenience, dog.
You're talking about CVS.
Hey, it's the same thing. They're the exact same.
CVS has a coupon
CVS
that makes
is
it
high,
normal.
Man.
Yeah, CVS's coupons, they make it go to normal-ish.
You want a fun little money-saving tip? If you find an expired food item at CVS and take it up to the front, they give you a $3.50 coupon. Use them whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
There you go. You always know this weird stuff. Coming up next, another day, another uniform leak. The Texans, they've had it happen once. Now they've had it happen twice, and they've actually acknowledged it. We'll talk about it as the internet goes nuts next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, B. Scott, Cody Stutes here. Talking to you a week before the draft. So we have another leak. We saw one leak when it came to the Texans uniforms. It was the white road uniforms. I would say an upgrade. Now there's another leak going around, which the Texans have pretty much confirmed on Twitter. They got the faucet leaking out. The helmet has leaked now with the Texans. There's a black helmet. They've basically confirmed it. I could sit here and, you know, tiptoe. I'll just say this. Blue. I've seen that helmet before.
It's blue.
I've seen it before.
You've seen it like on a internet, like
I've seen it
mock-up?
On. I've seen it on a crappy model. I've seen it on a. No. I've seen it on a mannequin.
Oh,
so yeah, I've seen it. I'm not saying it was that when they showed the uniforms. I'm just saying like I've seen that. I feel like I've seen that before.
You've seen that. You're sure you didn't like dream something?
Well, I don't know. The Texans are putting the leak out, so I don't know how they're going to address this. Just looking at this helmet though, the black one, it's got the H-Town blue, H outlined in red, got the star. What do you think of this helmet?
Let me ask this. Does this add to or take away from the intrigue of the uniform release party? When are they doing that again?
Tuesday.
Does this
By
add
the way,
to-
Cal and Hannah joining us at 11. The uniforms will be released at 10 a.m. Cal and Hannah will be right here where you guys are sitting at 11 talking to us about it.
Do y'all feel like this is helpful or hurtful for their cause?
I just think it's too much. I think it's too much hype, too much buildup. I'm not... That's not to question the effort, the work, all that. I think it's too much hype, too much build. When you do this, when you say that certain people have seen them a month and a half in advance, you make it sound like it's so cool. There's going to be more of a desire to leak this stuff. I just think it was a very long process. It's a good process. It's transparent, all that. That's what I think.
I enjoy part of the process because it's a big change. Like, the Jets did new uniforms the other day, and I cannot tell you what's different about
the
uniforms.
Yeah, those were Spider-Man.
Like, I can't tell you what was different and what they changed. Like, the Houston Texans are going through the first ever uniform change.
Yeah.
It's not adding a little logo on the back of the uniform. The first ever uniform change.
Oh, God.
Okay, so it's like, I understand a little bit of buildup. I do think the runway's been a little long.
Yeah.
And you could have accomplished a huge amount of hype in a shorter runway.
So how do you feel about this helmet?
Yeah, this is an overpromise, underdeliver. I'm with it just because it's changed. It's not that I necessarily like
the
design.
You like that helmet?
It's not that I necessarily like the color. I'm just glad that it's different.
You like it?
I believe this will be the most divisive
helmet.
I like that
it's different.
So that's
do I like it in a vacuum?
Yeah.
As Mr. Scott's representative, he does not like the helmet.
To be clear, don't know if it's. I don't know nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I've seen the helmet. I don't know if it was at their thing. I just know I've seen that helmet somewhere before. And it's not my least favorite.
If indeed that is the helmet, it'll be the most divisive helmet. People will have the strongest opinions one way or the other.
Why? Just because of the blue?
I think that'll be the most criticized helmet amongst the.
Well,
helmet.
I agree. It is already. Got the internet going nuts in both directions. Oh, yeah, let's go. These are hard. And, oh, that can't be it. I'm seeing a mix of both in the reaction.
Yeah, and you're seeing it on the text line.
Yeah. I believe that will be 3 of 3 for a lot of people, and that will be 1 of 3 for a lot of people.
So here's the,
if that's the helmet.
Here's an interesting breakdown that I saw, and there's a couple of guys. D Texans, I like his graphic game. I like Nesta Graphics graphic game on Twitter, and they put a lot more thought into these types of things than I do. So Nesta Graphics put out this long-ass tweet right here, and this was his thoughts just based on the leaks that he's seen with the Texans uniforms, which I think is it's an interesting point of view because it's someone who is into graphics and into designs, and I think he could probably do a 4-hour show on uniforms. But here's his thoughts on it, and I think it's just interesting. As the internet goes nuts, another leak for the Texans, which they pretty much confirmed on Twitter, the uniforms. There's a black helmet with some blue, H-Town blue, and red outline and a star. Quote, "I really think the Texans effed up these uniforms." This is from at Nesta Graphics. "Obviously, we have to see them first to critique and all." Look how much thought he's putting into this. "But based on the information we have now, it sounds horrible, really. None of the jerseys will have the same design, meaning there will be no uniform to them, just a bunch of different jerseys. We will be the only team in the NFL with different designs on their home and away uniforms."
Well, can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
One of the things he said is not allowed by the National Football League and Nike.
The multiple design type thing?
So they're one of the things that he said is not allowed in the creation of uniforms.
So it can't be.
Maybe he needs to up his game a little bit. He said they really went for a one-for-all approach in design. Their whole pitch on the reveal is that everyone will have a jersey they'll like. Why would you not aim for everyone to love all four? Having four different designs is a very bad idea. So everyone loved the battle red. Some like tradition, blah, blah, blah. He basically thinks there's too many cooks in the kitchen. They tried to satisfy too many people.
And we try to satisfy everybody. Sometimes you satisfy nobody.
I think that might be the case here, which is why I'm trying to like do what we're doing, which is knock the process, but the actual product itself, I'm trying to cut some slack, whether I like it or not. And I already said, been on record, I'm going to rock it either way. Like I'm going to rock the, they're going to send the gear, I'm going to rock the gear, whether I like it or not. But man, this process, this whole rollout, it just feels like a little much for what we're getting delivered here.
I got the internet going nuts.
Greg Doyle, reporter in Indianapolis. This was Greg Doyle with Caitlin Clark. This is one of the first things Caitlin Clark heard when she was introduced to the Indianapolis media types.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game. So
say here,
okay,
like
well, let's cool. Start doing it to me, and we'll be get along just fine. So,
all right, there you go. That's the heart.
He's doing the he did the pain
that she does to her family. Yeah,
you know,
that
she does to her family.
Yeah,
after games.
Yeah. Not the stranger that she just met that's being weird. I'm glad that you're here.
I'm glad that you're here.
He had another awkward one with the coach. Did you happen to see that one?
With Steichen or with their coach?
Steichen. Yeah, he basically tried to get him in the middle of a controversy.
No, he had another awkward at that press conference with the Fever coach.
Oh, he didn't even see that.
He said, "Coach, what are you going to do with all of that?" Said, oh my God, you creepy.
Did you see his LeBron tweet that's coming out now?
Oh no.
From 2010? Have y'all seen this? Have you seen this, Fig?
Uh-uh. Whew. Are you going to read it?
Dude's a character, man.
Can you read it? It's a little aggressive.
Did it have anything to do with him leaving?
Yeah, it was Cleveland. 2010.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of people that had some not-so-redeemable moments that year, summer.
The 2010 LeBron tweet was... Goodness gracious. Just realized my LeBron column references masturbation, gangbangs, and something else. Damn, I'm twisted. This is in 2010.
So
he was congratulating himself for speaking of those things in a column about LeBron James.
Congratulating himself for congratulating himself. Like, why are these things? How do you self-edit and proofread and then just realize?
He also called the fact. He also called Junior Seau selfish when Junior Seau took his own life.
Ooh.
He called, he said sending his kids back to school during COVID was like sending them to Vietnam.
This dude is the classic case of guys that just like maybe blurt everything that they think. It's like, yo, you think that. Keep it in your pocket. Keep that one to yourself.
Greg Doyle.
His hard drive's got to be radioactive.
Oh, I wouldn't want to see his internet history.
Yeah, this fool going to start an investigation. He better be careful. Like, is this dude all right?
Hard drive's got to be radioactive. Glad that you're here.
Here. Start doing that to me and we'll get along just fine.
What?
Whoa.
What do you mean by that?
I'd find out where he lives if I was Caitlin Clark and get a house on the other side of town.
Is that not the way to like ensure that she doesn't do that to you? Is to ask for it upon meeting her?
Yeah, I mean, don't come back. You know what? Don't cover fever games.
She was never going to do that, but now the chances, I know there's no such thing as less than zero chances, but it feels like the chance is less than zero.
And earlier in the day, like, she was on Pat McAfee's show and had a totally normal...
Yeah, she was chilling.
Easy, basic.
She offered to do a weekly.
Yeah.
She offered to do a weekly with them, and I think that's kind of a no-brainer for Pat McAfee.
Shout out to Pat McAfee, but this clown just made Pat McAfee look like normal media, and he's supposed to be the institutional columnist at the newspaper or record in Indianapolis, and he's weirder than Pat McAfee. How do you do it?
Yeah, really wild. Coming up next, Nick Caserio. He's got a really interesting mindset. Is this mindset going to correlate to his potential draft plans? Plus, what are the biggest needs for the Texans? We'll get into that with Cody Stutes next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ski!
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so we got the helmet leak that the Texans have confirmed on Twitter. A lot of divisiveness there, but I do think the fan base is relatively united, as much as they've been in a while, when it comes to the draft. What is the biggest need? It's always like the most basic conversation. What do the Texans need most? If we lived in the fantasy world that I always talk about, where you could just hand the card into the commissioner and say, I need a badass blank, where would the Texans' biggest need
be? And why is it defensive tackle? Go.
It's defensive tackle to me. And I added more evidence to that thought with the way Nick Caserio talked about this draft class this year. Because he talked about how this draft class, and he singled them out for some reason, that they're a little bit more physically behind than some of the other draft classes. Well, that's a position where there's, like, physicality is not optional at defensive tackle. And if you find somebody that could be, I mean, day one, they're not going to be a game changer. Day one, they may not be starting over the Foley cat that they brought over from Jacksonville and gave $5 million to. But if they can turn into a guy that can affect the game on a regular basis by the middle of the season, find that guy, get that guy, and put him on the roster.
See, I've got this, I don't know if it's defensive tackle PTSD, but the whole second, not having the first round pick, picking the defensive tackle
You're
in the second
Ross
round.
Ross Blacklock on him?
It's really that Landry has put it out there, like the what you pass up. It's not just Ross Blacklock, but the fact that you drafted Ross Blacklock with Jonathan Taylor right there in front of you. And this, to me, is another one of those drafts where it's weapons heavy. We talked about the wide receivers. If you want to look at even on the defensive side of the ball, there should be a number of cornerbacks that make sense for you right there. And we're having a conversation about need. I agree with you. I threw it to you with it. Why is it defensive tackle? I agree that the need is there. I feel like you're going to – like you risk passing up on a more dynamic player at a different position because you're trying to fit this need. I don't know if they're going to do that. I just kind of don't – we want to make sure that we guard against it.
The beauty of that is you've got another second-round pick.
That's true.
And the running back position, if you're looking for a weapon, probably doesn't start till the late second round. The wide receiver position is extremely deep, so you may have an option there. And if you want to start picking on tight ends, I mean, there's a guy there that's worthy for day two and a guy that's worthy for late day two, and then there's a bunch of guys on day three.
I just don't like these DTs as much as...
Yeah, not in that room.
I don't like them.
I'm fascinated to see where the Illinois kid lands. Johnny Newton, you'll see it as Jerzon Newton sometimes as well. But he goes by either. He doesn't care.
Johnny or Jerzon. Okay.
But he's also been mocked a lot in the first round. And if he's a first-round mock, he's probably a late or an early second-round guy.
This is the epitome of silly season, though, because I saw today. What do you call him? Starbucks?
The Starbucks baby.
The Starbucks baby was saying that a slot corner was going to go in the first round today. And I was like, well, you're doing some bidding there.
Yeah.
Jordan Schultz.
Yeah. I mean, but then you got, you know, respected guys like Daniel Jeremiah is telling me Xavier Leggett's a fringe first rounder to some teams. And it's like, that guy's a pure project. The wide receiver from South Carolina. So
popular.
So like
popular around here, sir.
If you get those wide receivers, you get
country as hell.
The offensive linemen pushing guys down the board. Maybe a Johnny Newton's there for you. Maybe a cornerback that you really like is there for you.
Yeah, I'm looking at like the Michael Hall kid, I'm trying to figure out if he's going to be somebody there, or Darius Robinson. Those are guys that were like mocked in the first round, and now I'm starting to see that they could be available in the second and third round, but I don't know if I feel as good about them as I do about all of these other positions that we've talked about.
D'Amico Ryans would body slam Nick Caserio to get Darius Robinson. Like, if that guy is available at 42, turn it in. D'Amico Ryans could do wonders with Darius Robinson.
Really?
Oh,
how does he fit in with what they got?
He fits in because he is young D'Anico Autry.
Okay.
And think about how they've talked about D'Anico Autry here.
I like that.
He can play defensive tackle. He played a bunch of defensive tackle at Missouri, and then they stuck him out there at defensive end a little bit recently here in the past year at Missouri, and he was successful there. And then when I talked to him at the Senior Bowl, I said, hey, what do you think about like that wide nine alignment for a defensive end? He goes, oh, I've talked to the Texans about that. That's the dream. Is being out there and just rushing from that spot. Like, okay.
That pick comes up, and Darius Robinson and Kool-Aid are both on the board.
Ooh.
Darius Robinson.
Ooh.
Huh.
Are you passing on Kool-Aid?
Darius Robinson, because then you
You're
have.
You're making D'Amico pass on the Bama guy, huh?
Now you got me getting excited.
Then you have the clear potential.
You got the marketing staff mad at you. No Kool-Aid.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I mean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, the fun that you can have with him is immeasurable.
Figgy, you know what we got to do next year if Kool-Aid gets drafted? We'll make some Kool-Aid cocktails for the tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
Get your Kool-Aid cocktails.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Get your Kool-Aid cocktails. Oh, yeah, that's got it.
That's going to be the
drinking the Kool-Aid. That's the headline.
The Texans drinking the Kool-Aid.
Texans drinking the Kool-Aid. What's the same? You drink Kool-Aid, Stutes. Did you like those plastic Kool-Aid bottles? I never got that.
Oh, nah. With the twist top?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we used to get them because they give them to us.
Did you like Capri Sun?
I didn't have the choice.
Is Capri Sun the most overrated drink in the world?
I was more of a high C guy.
I like how that bars have turned. They've done some like the adult Capri Suns where they basically take them and
come on,
put some vodka in them.
What are we doing?
The only thing that was wrong with Capri Suns was just how little actual drink you got. Like, you got to drink two or three of them to actually feel like you got
how
one.
How about how hard it was to get the straw in there?
I accidentally bought some.
What? Dude, it's just an angle, dude. You couldn't get the straw in there?
No.
Well,
no.
Oh, man.
Don't simplify. Dude, that was easy as hell.
Man,
you are crazy. Crazier than a mofo. You're crazier than I thought you were.
Man, I popped
You're telling
that thing
me
in
it
there.
Was easy to First get the
try.
Straw in?
First try.
Every time.
Every time?
Every time, first try.
Okay.
Well, now I know why you have multiple kids, and now I know why you only have one.
Didn't think he was going to get that insight.
I always turned the Capri Sun over and just stuck it in the bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't got better precision than that?
Well, no, because I mean, Capri Suns are not a take-a-sip-and-sit-down beverage. Not, they were never for me, at least. I accidentally bought some the other day that was called Rushing Waters, which is like the healthy Capri Sun. I was like, oh, man, this doesn't even taste good.
So I buy them for the kids. I do end up drinking about half of them. It does end up happening.
Man, I would just like squirt them in a cup.
I do that.
And just,
I do that. But you got to, you still got to.
What are the flavors of Capri Sun?
Poke that hole in it,
though.
What are
the flavors of Capri Sun?
Flavors? I know one of them
has
like.
Wild cherry.
Yeah. One of them has like an orange on the front of it.
You like these?
Yeah.
Nah, I used to.
Man. And see, I think now I just drink them because they be in the house. Because I buy them for the kids.
Yeah, I can't tell you last time I wore some.
Definitely have had a Capri Sun in the last month. For sure.
I liked high C better.
Yeah, I was a high C guy as a kid, for sure. And that's when my parents didn't buy Capri Sun.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents bought the high C juice box.
Ecto cooler.
So, no Kool-Aid. You're going Darius Robinson, no Kool-Aid. I feel like that would be a very, very divisive decision. I don't think there would be like all out anger, but I do feel like that would be a very divisive decision when it comes to the fan base.
They would be the least look forward to defensive line in football by every offensive line if they had Darius Robinson.
Like Darius Robinson. I like him. I'm just, man, I feel like the opportunity right there between wide receivers, corners. And I also don't think he's going to be there. We've had that discussion, too, about guys that we, you know, even the guys that you talked about.
I mean, you're making it sound like they should trade up.
Someone's got to be there.
That's the exciting part about the draft.
It's the analysis you won't get anywhere else.
No, but it is the fun part. Like, it, as simple as it sounds, it's like, okay, we can go through all of these names, but there's too many damn names and not enough picks.
Like the third defensive tackle, the fifth or sixth corner, the first safety, the second tight end, the first running back, the sixth or seventh wide receiver. Like,
shoot, probably like the 10th by that time, 10 or 11.
Yeah, that
I saw 8 going in the mock, the Schrager mock, I think.
Those picks right before the Texans are going to be very busy on Friday afternoon as teams are trying to move around and jump up there for wide receivers.
Are you on the Jeremiah draw? Has he earned like your full attention with the fact that he called the Will Anderson trade last year? Like, is Daniel Jeremiah until further notice the mock god this year?
DJ's the top guy. I consume all of his content. John Harris is right there.
Why isn't Mayock back yet?
I don't know. I don't like.
Is he not allowed to work? Because he's doing Westwood One games. I heard his ass on 610.
If I was
right here.
If I was Mike Mayock and Todd McShay, I'd start my own service.
How is Mayock not back?
Yeah,
he was awesome at this. I guess because Jeremiah did so well.
Well, and I think a lot of people erroneously assign some of the Raiders' failures to him.
I think that's part of it. He goes around telling
everyone that he's like, who
was John Gruden?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would do, too.
I heard he's really selling that he wanted CeeDee Lamb. And Gruden wanted Henry Ruggs.
Imagine that.
But you do get some stench there, though, right? Like, you get some.
So you lose respect.
Gruden stench.
You've lost respect for Mike Mayock.
Antonio Brown. Not me, but you ask why he's not around.
He was good on TV.
Antonio Brown, that happened. And that was on TV. Like, that made Hard Knocks, right? So, like, there are some images with Mike Mayock that are not necessarily redeeming, if you will. And then, of course, Todd McShay has had his issues. So. Kind of makes a little bit of sense.
Thanks to Cody Stutes for coming through. Ron Hughley, Clint Sterner coming up in a sec. Hughley.
Hold on. Did we lose Todd McShay? I haven't seen Todd.
Come on, man. Did we lose him?
Come on, man.
I'm just talking about to his job. I mean,
yeah, he's gone.
Yeah,
he got canned.
He's had issues, man.
I know. Yeah, I knew. I knew he had issues. I knew he didn't just put on weight that fast, but I hadn't seen him. I didn't know that we had lost his.
Nah, he's not dead. I mean, but he's.
No, I know he's not dead. Check that. I don't know if he's not dead, but I forgot. When you brought that up, I was like, damn, we ain't seen Todd.
You want to pour one out for him? What's your favorite
Todd's been
Todd
out.
McShay story? The Mel Kiper beef?
The time when he thought that Jake Locker would be better than Cam Newton? Or do I have that right? Or who was the other quarterback?
Jimmy Clausen. That was Mel Kiper. Jimmy Clausen was going to be a stud.
No, not that one. I'm talking about that year when Cam Newton was coming out and he was clearly the best quarterback. Who were the other quarterbacks? It was Jake Locker, right, in that draft? I feel like
that's a different one.
Nah, Cam Newton. I feel like it was they had that Sports Illustrated. They had Sports Illustrated with
Who were the other white quarterbacks on there with Cam Newton?
Jake Locker.
There you go. He thought that those cats was going to be better
Blaine
than
Gabbert.
Cam.
Ours is Blaine Gabbert.
That's the one. My bad.
Yeah, Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert would be better than Cam Newton. That's my favorite
happens,
topic.
Man. You can't hit them all. Moment.
Oh, yeah.
You can't hit them all, sir.
I know that just as well as anybody.
At all. Cannot. Damn, Todd. He's okay. He's getting paid.
I forgot
you
all
try.
About
that. Try to hit them all.
I forgot all about Todd McShay.
Try to hit them all, just can't do it all. Fellas, did y'all hear Hardo Casario today? He's in his bag right now. He's feeling it.
He certainly is feeling himself.
Why not?
He should.
Yeah, he should. It's that time of the year. He should be feeling himself. Were you Brandon Scott acted like it's the craziest thing that I've ever said, because we were talking about Kool-Aid McKinstry, and somehow a conversation about Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback out of Alabama, somehow that evolved into a conversation about Capri Sun. B. Scott acted like it's the craziest thing in the world that I said that it was hard to get that straw in there every once in a while in the Capri Sun. Like, that's just the most asinine. I mean, I might as well be the most uncoordinated SOB because
my
it's
man
hard
don't
to
know
really
angles.
Get the straw.
My man don't understand angles. It's pretty
I'd
easy.
I'd be lying if I didn't agree with Lock Dog. That straw doesn't always.
It's not an easy thing.
Oh, I got to work with y'all. Y'all slow. Sorry.
Especially at certain ages. Hell yeah, that thing was.
Hell, you can give me one right now, and I wouldn't bet I'd get it on the first shot.
Dang, so I got to open all y'all's Capri Suns. I wasn't expecting.
No, you got to accept the challenge. Like, once you miss, you got to keep trying. Yeah, you got to keep trying. But it ain't easy.
Sometimes if you hit the wrong area, bend on.
But why would you hit the wrong area?
It'll bend on you. Well, sometimes it don't go all the way in.
Are we
sometimes
still talking
it
about
don't
Capri
go
Suns?
In the first time.
Look, we've all been there. You got to at least understand what he's talking about, right? Like, I mean, in your Capri Sun days, like. No. Surely somebody in your world was like, damn, I can't get this damn straw in there.
No, man.
It's so easy for him.
It's first try every time.
I mean, I would say that we're
I don't believe you. You're lying.
Coming up, we were 75-80% of the folks that drank Capri Suns would have a hard time getting that straw.
Yeah, I'm at 75%.
Sometimes you just try to tear it.
You try to lean it
to get a better angle on that old hole, and it's still.
But that's what you got to do. So you lean it. The straw leans a little bit.
Straw's got an angle.
I want to see you go 10 for 10.
I was going to say, I want to bring in a 12.
I'm going
to see you go 10 for 10.
I want to see you
go 10 for 10, brother.
First try.
No, you're not. All right, so how many we got?
One take.
Two, three,
I don't
four,
have that
five,
confidence,
six.
Chief.
So we could bring like an 8-pack and give everyone a Capri Sun.
You
ain't going 8 for 8.
First try, I feel like I'll go 5. 5 for 8.
What are you going, Tyler?
One take.
What's Tyler going?
Well, I've never failed to do it before, so 100% success feels about right.
You've hit it every time. Every time.
As far as I know, it's a stick that goes directly into a hole made for it.
These guys.
Dude, it sometimes takes me getting out of the package. Getting that thing out of the package.
Hey, honestly, that one was easier to figure out than that other thing we was talking about.
I missed a few times on that.
That's what I'm saying.
Wrong one.
To this day, three children in. To this day, still more likely to miss that one than the Capri Sun.
Wrong one.
All right, you're listening to KILT AM, KILT HD2. My God, the drive is live.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit hyundaiusa.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.